Call all young people, when it comes to your finances, you're probably doing better than you. Warren Wilkinson, financial advisor and franchise principal at Consult by Momentum. As a young adult who has recently entered the working world, you might feel like you have miles to go before you reach your financial goals, whatever they might be. Looking at your parents, why does it seem like they were better off financially when they were your age? Perhaps they owned property already, or never seemed as stressed as you feel about money. You're not alone in feeling this. According to CNBC's International Your Money Financial Security Survey, the majority, 42.8%, of young adults today say they're worse off than their parents were, while 20.7% say they're faring about the same. And this is not just perception, it is very much rooted in reality. According to Opportunity Insights research, only 50% of people born in 1980 have grown up to earn more than their parents, in contrast to 90% of those born in the 1940s. While markets remain inherently unpredictable, understanding the lessons of the past can arm investors with invaluable insights to navigate the twists and turns of the financial landscape. It doesn't help to compare yourself to your parent, offers Warren Wilkinson, financial advisor and franchise principal at Consult by Momentum. There are macroeconomic factors at play that have put today's millennial and Gen Z under significant financial pressure, such as global and local political turmoil, load shedding, the cost of living crisis, skyrocketing interest rates, wage stagnation, and high property and education costs. However, these are all factors outside of your control. It is more constructive to focus on what you are doing right, which is probably a lot more than you think, and to put plans in place that will move you closer to your desired lifestyle, not that of your parents. Wilkinson shares five signs that show that when it comes to navigating your finances, you're probably doing better than you think. You understand how interest works and how it can be a force for good and bad. You are familiar with the principle of interest and how it can work in your favor or against you. You understand the importance of leaving savings to grow and know about the power of compound interest, where you earn interest on both the original amount invested and the interest already earned. You also know the interest that accumulates on any amounts you owe can eat into your disposable income, and you try and avoid bad debt as far as possible. If and when you purchase on credit, you try to settle the amount owing as quickly as you can. You have some form of savings and risk cover. It might not always be much, but you put away a little, as often as you can, towards your savings. You also have a retirement fund in place, and while it might be early days, you know that the sooner you start planning for retirement, the better. You know that loss can result in a financial setback, and so your valuables or assets are insured. You also have medical aid or a hospital plan in place. Critical illness and income protection or life cover. Give yourself a round of applause, you're ahead of most people your age. You pay your bills dutifully and on time. According to the National Credit Regulator, of the 23 million credit active consumers in the country, over 42% are considered impaired, meaning that they cannot live without borrowing and are falling further behind on their debt repayments. You're in a much better place financially than you might realize if you're able to pay all of your bills and expenses faithfully, as well as on time. You're in a better place now than you were a year ago. Yes, you might not yet be exactly where you want to be in terms of your finances, but if you're in a better place now financially than you were a year ago, you're on the right trajectory. You have financial goals and a plan to get there. You know that you cannot reach wealth and success without having clear financial goals, as well as a plan on how to get there. If you have goals in mind but are unsure of how to achieve them, it is worth reaching out to a qualified financial advisor, he says. They will help you draw up a step-by-step plan, based on what you can afford, that will start moving you closer to the life you desire. Then all you need to do is to stay on track, and you will soon reap the rewards, says Wilkinson. Ends. Author, at Warren Wilkinson, Consult by Momentum Plus posts 11 ways to save like a billionaire. Share on your socials.